it's a great day for me. My family's very excited. Mr. Kraft called me on the phone last night and let me know and gave me the news. And he told me that he was very proud for me to be in the Patriots Hall of Fame, and I told him how much it meant to me. I'm very proud to have only played for one organization my entire career. And I worked very hard to make sure that happened. I remember getting drafted in my apartment in Tucson, Arizona. And my girlfriend, who is now my wife, I told her after I got drafted by the Patriots that I wanted to do everything that I could to stay with the New England Patriots my entire career. And that was after being drafted by the Patriots within 10 or 15 minutes. And to be able to look back and say that I did that and to stay with an organization and help them build something special is something I'm very proud of, and to have it, I don't know if it's, in my mind I was finished, but to have this, I mean, winning championships is better, but this is cool. And I guess that's my initial feelings about it, and if anyone has any questions, go ahead.
Eddie, I'll start out. It's Mike Reese over here at ESPN Boston. I want to congratulate you first and foremost.
Thanks, Reese.
And, you know, you mentioned that it meant a lot to you to play for one team for your entire career. How close did you ever come to maybe not having that happen? And then does anything pop into your mind when you think about that aspect of it? You know, maybe the potential of leaving to go somewhere else.
Probably mostly after my fourth year, when I took a couple free agent visits to Green Bay and Cleveland and Seattle. It just wasn't the same. I knew that other teams were going to have to make an incredible commitment to me to pull me away from New England, but I felt like I owed it to myself to at least go through the process, which was probably the only time I ever did that. And you take a few trips and speak to a few general managers, and you go to Seattle, and Holmgren's not even there as the head coach on the visit. And I said, this is a joke to myself for a lot of these other organizations, and why would I ever want to leave New England? So that was probably the closest, but no, I'm a loyal type of guy, and New England was always the place that I wanted to finish. I didn't know where I was going to start, but I wanted to finish that.
Eddie, it's Field Yates. Congratulations. And as you know, a big part of this process was being voted in by the fans. How would you describe your connection with the fans, both inside Foxborough and then Gillette Stadium on game day, but then, you know, Monday through Saturday, whenever you see them around or in the off season? That seems like you've really developed a special bond with the entire New England community.
Yeah, you know, that's a great question, because I always felt like I was one of them. I never felt like I was any type of a special person, or I was any different than any of the people that were up there cheering on the Patriots. I always felt the New England Patriots fans were, they did their work. They got their work done. They like to come home and spend time with their families, and when they have free time, they like to cheer on their favorite team. And that, I feel like that's who I am also. I mean, if I wasn't fortunate enough to play professional football, that's who I would have been. A good family man to my wife and kids, and cheering on my local team. I think that's who I would be, because I think that's why I related so much to them. I already got an email from Randy Pierce. Zip. I mean, I still have relationships with some of the fans who I've met throughout the years. And he congratulated me through email, and, you know, I've already responded. And there are certain relationships you form, and I was never shy about forming relationships with fans, because, you know, I felt very connected to them. Being here in New England my entire career, my kids being raised here, I sort of feel like I'm a transplanted New Englander. That's the way I feel. I mean, I still live locally. I think probably the most, with my kids getting older, they're Patriot fans too. I think one of the most exciting moments for me after Mr. Kraft gave me the news was I told my sons, and see their faces and how happy they were, and them jumping up and down and giving me a hug. I think they were more excited than I was, because I don't do really good with individual accolades. I mean, like I said earlier, championships are better, so much better. This was never my goal. The College Football Hall of Fame was never my goal. The Patriots, I mean, Hall of Fames are not my goal. If they're a player's goal, I think his priorities are messed up. Championships were, and I'm glad we got that done, but this still is very cool.
Teddy, Mike Petralia with WEEI, congratulations.
Thank you, Mike.
You've seen a lot with the Patriots, and you saw a lot in the transformation of the organization. When did you know, and when did you sense that the Patriots and you were onto something really great?
Onto something really great. I don't know if I really even knew that after our first Super Bowl, because, I mean, we were a team that came out of nowhere. And after that first year, that championship season of 2001, we had to go through a maturation process in 2002 about defending the title and still realizing, you know, what kind of work it took. I think we were a young team, and a lot of kids had to learn that. So I think it might have been on a plane, I have this story I like to tell, when Roman Pfeiffer, one of my great teammates, we had won our second championship in 2003, and Pfeiffer called me over on the plane, and we had a serious discussion about, this was in the preseason, I believe, about if we accomplished it again, what we would become, and how, it's one of the rare times we talked about we could possibly be a dynasty. And I think Fife really opened my eyes to what we could have been on that plane ride and the conversation we had. Because the way it is there, when I was there, it was such a great job of suppressing success, which is probably why I have I struggle sometimes with individual accolades. Just you suppress everything and you try to move on so quickly to what's next that takes you a little while to look back and realize what you've done. But I think at that point there, when Fife and I had that conversation, I think you know what you were trying to accomplish. Also, midway through the 2007 season, I would speak to the team sparingly. I didn't want to get their heads too big, but speak to the team about what we were trying to accomplish then in terms of achieving that 19-0 mark. That was another opportunity we had. Man, I'm talking about winning three Super Bowls in 4 years and almost completing a perfect record. We were very fortunate to have those type of opportunities. There were various times when we feel like we were onto something pretty good.
Eddie, so many memories from your career, but is there anyone, maybe we can limit it to just games played here in New England. Is there a particular game that maybe stands out or a particular play that stands out from your career?
It's the interception versus Miami. I don't delay. I don't delay when I answer that question about. I think that maybe that speaks to my connection with the fans we were talking about the entire time when I intercepted Seidler, I believe it was Jay's pass, and took it into the end zone. Slid in the end zone, was on my knees, had the ball, had my arms. Spread out with the ball, and Matt Chatham came and smacked me on the back of the helmet, and it ignited some celebration of the snow being thrown up in the air. And I got a helmet and I got a face mask on, but I remember Vrabel coming up to me before we went back out on defense, and he looked at me really closely and he said, "Look what you started." And the song was still going and the snow was going up in the air, and that's got to be the favorite home memory for me. I'll never forget that play. I can still go through my reads right now. I can see Ricky Williams going out to his left, and I had him in man-to-man coverage, and I shuffled out there, and it's like, do I hug rush or do I stay back? But I knew the quick slant was a possibility. I saw the quarterback's eyes look to his right, my left, and the ball was thrown. I didn't know what the trajectory was going to be. It was at a point where I had to jump. Didn't know if the ball was going to be wet from the snow that was still on the ground, but Nike makes good gloves. And it stuck right into my hands, and I was able to take it in.
Pretty good hands for a linebacker, huh?
Not bad, yes. And, yeah, linebacker slash defensive end, whatever I was, yes. If I could just say something about Gil Santos and how I called Gil today and spoke to him and just wanted to let him know how honored I was rolling with him because of, Gil is just a part of that logo as anybody. As I look at it, I look at the logo and I remember things and I see images and I look at the Patriot logo and I hear Gil Santos. So he reminded me when we spoke today that he called every play of my career. And I said, yes, you did. And so it's going to be special for me to be there with him.
Mr. Brisky, MarieTortoBoston.com. Now that you have 3 championships and you've got the College Hall of Fame and the Patriots Hall of Fame, what's next for you?
What's next for me? Probably this 1140 hit that I have on SportsCenter because I'm in Connecticut. And, you know, that's how I live. I only take it. You know, I took it one play at a time, and that's the way I take it here. It's been a great couple weeks, a very humbling couple weeks, and I told you how hard it is for me to deal with this because I'm being sort of, I don't know, sort of pointed out. I mean, what I'm trying to say is, I'm not in a huddle, you know. The eyes are on me, and they're not on my huddle. Me in front of the huddle with 10 other guys. And that's what it was always about for me. And being in the locker room with 52 or 53 other guys, however many there ever was, that's what it was always for me. How special Mr. Kraft was to me in my career. I had a lot of ups and downs in my career. I mean, having a stroke in 2005, it wasn't a good time for me, but it helped me form a relationship with Mr. Kraft that was special, where he mentored me to the decisions that I was making to come back to play, and within those meetings, you know, we talked a lot about life and my marriage, and he gave me a lot of lessons that I learned that Coach Belichick just couldn't do because of the person that Mr. Kraft is, how personal he can be to certain players. I hope he does that more, and I hope it doesn't take events like an event that I went through at my stroke in 2005, but that's why I feel so strongly because he gave me a little bit more, you know, and he was there for me when I needed him, and that's why I love him so much, too.
Teddy, Mark Capello, 98.5, The Sports Hub. After your mild stroke that you had in 2005, how close were you to retiring at that point?
In my mind, I did. I actually had a meeting with Bill also. I remember my wife drove me to the stadium because I couldn't drive because my vision was still impaired. And she waited in the parking lot where I told Bill that that was all. And I was done, and I still needed the procedure on my heart to put the device in. And for me, I had already made the decision. So I had retired once, which probably made it easier for me when I finally did retire and before the 2009 season. But that was an emotional roller coaster for me, and I wasn't in a good emotional state about coming back and not coming back. And so I, in my mind, I was done, but through the course of healing and support, I was able to come back.
All right,
thanks, Teddy.
Congratulations.
Okay, thanks, everybody.